Welcome to The Art of Hobbiness, right, where Erin and I discuss our journey to rediscover our authentic selves through hobbies. It's going to be quite a journey, folks. Join us as we talk every day about all the things that are about hobbiness, being a millennial woman, a mom, career-driven woman at that, and take on each day with hobbies. Erin.
So excited to be here again, Tam, on this journey with you. It's been so fun so far. And, you know, I think one thing that we've been really, the next thing we really want to dive into is like, okay, how do we go about like picking a hobby?
How does one even find a hobby?
I know. It's like you look up how to find a hobby or hobbies online and you get like a list of 100 things. And I'm like, okay, I have no idea.
It is always like the same 5 things.
Totally.
You can sew.
Yeah.
You can read a
book.
Yes,
crafting. That is a big one. Craft. Definitely. So, you know, I think.
Not knocking any of those hobbies.
No,
it's
not
just
at all.
Like,
but
those aren't resonating with me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Where do I find something else? Where do I explore more?
So yeah, totally. Like, I think that's what we want to dive into next is like, okay, what are our guidelines personally going to be to try to like find hobbies, not make it a chore. We want to make it fun. That's like a big thing, right?
Yeah.
So we want to like take the pressure off and just, you know, enjoy doing this this process, no end goal in sight and just going with it. So, we kind of through our research, developing this podcast, have come up with some guidelines for ourselves, but then also some themes that we found just on generally how to go about like kind of narrowing down things you want to try. And so we thought we'd share those today in today's episode.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Like, I feel like as we kind of were like trying to find our own hobbies and we were talking to each other, like when we do our brunches, I feel like there was like this going like trending theme of just like some key points to really kind of like check in with yourself to figure out if a hobby is good enough for you. And one of them being like trying new things, right? So, but I feel like that's like the obvious one.
Yeah.
It's like obviously a hobby is trying something new, right?
Right.
But there's also like this idea of like, do you start small or do you go like fully into it, right? Like, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money right out of the gate to start a hobby and then like almost immediately be like, this ain't it.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think it's probably different for every person and personality, but I think what we're both comfortable with is, starting small, not putting pressure on ourselves to like make it perfect from the get-go and like knowing that like if we end up not liking it, it's okay. So like we want to have a low barrier to entry and not feel like we're investing a lot into it necessarily, like money wise.
Oh yeah.
So that we can just
time, money,
all of it, you know, our resources so that we don't, you know, I think that's a big part of, I think we both feel that way.
Yeah. And like when I was trying to like in my journey of trying to find hobbies, you know, we talk about like the starting small piece. I was like, you know, I feel like my first instinct was like, okay, what's the cheapest thing that's like going to take like minimal time to kind of like really get into?
Yeah.
And I almost was like, well, okay, so maybe I should like do a class and try a class of something first to just like that way I don't have that high overhead of like supplies that are just like dying in my basement storage area from like past projects. I can't even tell you how many beads I have in my basement because one day I had visions of grandeur and I was like, I'm gonna be a bracelet maker.
I tried
something once. It was during the pandemic. Yep. Everyone was doing it, you know, and it was just like, okay, I'm going to get a hobby too. But mine's not going to be like something like everyone else is doing, which I think at that point in time was just hoarding toilet paper. It was like, I'm going to
baking stuff, right?
Actually, Pat perfected his cherry pie during the
You benefited
pandemic.
From that.
I did. I'm gaining some weight from it as well. But let me tell you, it is a nice cherry pie.
Nice. Nice.
I have to have a Mickey one sometime.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
But yeah, so like starting small was like one thing. Another thing that like I feel like we kind of have to consider like in the trends of like how to find a hobby is like listening to yourself.
Yep.
Like, you know, when you go and like you're like, okay, this is the hobby I want. Like actually kind of think about it a little bit. Like, do you have any intuition of like, oh yeah, this would kind of be fun? Or are you just doing it to kind of like force yourself
to
have a hobby?
Right, because you saw it on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be really hard for me personally because I just feel like that's something I've lost almost, like as an adult, like my intuition, you know,
really?
I've almost like, you know, I think just for me, I've become, I feel like I've gotten so good at like doing things for everybody else.
So your intuition works with everybody else, yeah, just
exactly,
not yourself.
Exactly. And I think that's been a problem with me and my husband is like, he has also has lots of hobbies and always had. And so, you know, I think I always was like, oh, well, I'll just do that with him. And mm-hmm. like, that'll be great. But I'm finding that, you know, I can't rely on him for my happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a big thing. Like we talked about before is like, I just want to find my own like motivation and happiness, my own thing.
That's
know?
Such a good yeah. point that you yeah. talk about. Cause yeah. it's like, I think I've done that before too, yeah. where like Pat has all these hobbies mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, maybe if I just jump in with him mm-hmm. on one of his, maybe I'll be into it. Well, first of all, that was his hobby that I just bombarded myself.
Yeah, right, right.
He's and like, I was like, minute. I'm just here for the outfit.
Do you really like this?
Right. And he's yeah. like, okay, but this is actually supposed to be like a time for just me and myself. Okay. Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
But he's super supportive about letting me kind of, cause I, Pat's kind yeah. of a more admirer yeah. kind of guy, which I think totally. Adam is very much like that. But it kind of, I'm very aware that I'm intruding on a very like personal right. moment, some personal time.
Right.
And it's just not fair, you right. know? Like, it's I true. Feel like I need to be more conscious of like, mm-hmm. that's his time. Yep. And like, I need to find time for me.
Yep.
And that's really hard.
It is hard. I think like we, you know, just not feeling selfish. I
yes.
think, like, you gotta, like, it's okay to take time for yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
I feel like selfish so. Has such a negative connotation. I feel like it
yeah,
shouldn't,
but
though.
It shouldn't. I totally
right?
agree. Yeah.
I feel mm-hmm. like there's the right time to be selfish, and then there's, like, the wrong time to be yep. selfish. And yep. I feel like if you navigate both of them tactfully, mm-hmm. right, I feel like navigating a positive selfish can't possibly be wrong, right?
No, I don't think it. I think you hit, like, that's a very good point, because I think that if you're selfish for the point of taking care of yourself
yeah.
so that you can be a better mom, better mm-hmm. woman, a better wife, like, that is so valuable. And yeah. it's not selfish at all. It's actually selfless.
Right,
you know, in
right.
a lot of ways.
I so, totally agree. Yeah. Like, you just switch the ending of that word a little bit.
That's
Let's
right.
just get
selfless.
Rid of the ish and change
selfless.
It to selfless.
That's right.
So maybe, like, you take the selfish to mesh it into selfless. Maybe that's the answer. We're just doing some word math here. We get rid of the ish.
I agree.
Add
I
the
so.
Less.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
And I feel like, but I feel that, like, you know, it goes back to your metaphor that you always share with me about the whole, like, put your mask on uh-huh. first. I feel like if you create, like, a world in which, like, you're kind of happier, you're mm-hmm. creating time for yourself, mm-hmm. then it makes you a more positive person
Absolutely.
For those around you, right? Yep. Like, I don't want to be, like, wake up, like, in 20 years and feel like I didn't do anything for myself. Yep. And because of that, I got grumpy about it.
Right.
And I turned into this grumpy old mom
yeah.
and a grumpy old wife.
I can already see that trajectory happening, you know,
so it's easily.
Like, I think about, you know, our kids getting older and us having more free time, alone time, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they're going to need us less and less. Mm-hmm. And then what are we going to do? Are we going to latch onto our husbands again
right.
or like
just
go
do.
With what other people are doing? Or are we going to like find our own, you know, things that we like to do? So
yeah.
I totally can see where that's going. So I think this is like just such a great time for us to do this.
I agree. Yeah. And I feel like another trend that I kind of found in like looking for hobbies mm-hmm. was like, consider like your goals. Like, do you
yeah.
have a goal that like you want to tackle
yeah.
out of a hobby? And I think that's one piece I'm missing
mm-hmm.
is I don't think whenever I looked into a hobby, I like looked for a goal.
Yeah.
I think I was just so caught up in the like, I got to pick one. Mm-hmm. And then I would find one that sounded kind of interesting, mm-hmm. but then I would see the time, the money that would
yeah.
go into like making it very convenient for me to start it
yeah.
that I would just like back out.
Mm-hmm.
But I never made it past that to get to the goal part. Like, what is my goal out of looking for a hobby? And I think we kind of touched on it, and mm-hmm. it's kind of just being like, you know, finding something that brings us joy, mm-hmm. that makes us feel kind of fulfilled, mm-hmm. kind of fills that gap.
Yeah.
Make sure that we don't become so dependent on our husbands
yeah.
to figure out what
right.
to do with our
I think
times.
Too, like, also, like, in doing even this podcast, which is kind of like a hobby for us now,
so
right?
Ironic.
A new hobby for us. That it's like, for me, maybe something that I hadn't considered, but a goal is like the connection and the relationship I have with you and spending time
yeah.
with you. And then, you know, sharing this with other people and hoping that we create like a community of other people that maybe feel the same way as us or
mm-hmm.
that, you know, want to connect with us to like expand our just like reach. Touch, you know, connections with
like
other
people.
Like
that network. Yeah.
Yeah, the network. So till we feel more connected with other people. I think that in itself, like, I hadn't realized it until we kind of started talking about this, but like doing this, that is kind of for me probably the biggest thing is like the connection.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree. Cause like, I think I touched on it before that, like, I don't know how to make friends in adult life. Yeah. And like, I feel like maybe that almost kind of like finding a hobby and like finding that network of other folks that are in that hobby could create friendships that like, you know, friendships that might be specific to that, you know, particular chapter of my life, which I think is totally okay. Absolutely. Like, I don't feel like friendships have to cross all the realms of interests, right? But like, even just finding a network in that realm of somebody that I can kind of like geek out about a hobby with, that could be really fun. I mean, look at how we geek out about this.
I know. It's so fun to like find something you both are really interested in and really like get into it, you know? Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't sleep last night at all because I was like, we're going to do this.
And just so our listeners know, like, we have no idea what we're doing here.
Literally
no
idea.
We're, like, figuring it out. Like, I told TM before we started this that, like, I literally Googled last night, why do people always wear headphones in podcasts? And, like, just so our listeners know, it's so you can hear yourself and adjust your volume or the way you, you know, enunciate so people can better hear you. And I had no idea. So just a little tidbit about podcasts.
Because if you get this close to the microphone. Or this far away.
Or you say, do, you know, your P's too loud, which I think I was doing earlier. So
were you enunciating? I didn't even notice.
I changed it a little bit.
They're very good at enunciating, though. I feel like I'm a fast talker to the point where, like, my words will start to slur.
I disagree.
So if I start to get to the slurring point, just be like, it's maybe take a break and take
maybe
a
our
drink.
Followers could give us some feedback on that. Because we would love to hear if you are can understand us. So, anyway, so
going back
to
our trends.
Like,
yes.
So, like, basically, terrible, I think the take home here is, you know, why or like kind of the guidelines that we're going to use for ourselves
in
finding hobbies. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, for us, it is number one, like, trying something new, which I know seems simple, but I think that's important.
Yes.
Starting small and not feeling pressure to make it perfect or to continue. Yeah, right. You can't be perfect on the first try, right?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling okay with like quitting if you don't like it.
Yeah.
You realize you don't like it. I think so. Those are a couple things. And then trying to find, that intuition of like, kind of goes along with the same thing, but is it fun? Is it not fun? And like, what am I interested in doing? Like, and not listening to all the noise outside of you, you know, other people and stuff. So to me, those are like the three top guidelines for us for finding hobbies.
I agree. I think I'm really going to, like, personally, I'm really going to have to really hone in on making sure, like, I don't see, because again, like, you're not going to find, well, maybe some people will, but I'm not confident that I'm going to find the perfect hobby for me on the first try, right? And so I feel like what I'm going to need to really make sure that, like, I give myself grace on is, like, you know, if I find a hobby that I don't really connect with and I've invested a certain amount of time on it, not beating myself up for that, right? Like,
absolutely.
Because I feel like the search of trying to find a hobby is just as eye-opening as at, like, finally getting there, right? Like, because I feel like even though, like, I try something and maybe I don't like it, like, I need to make sure I don't consider that a loss. I need to make sure that I see that as, like, I tried something and learned something about myself.
Yeah, and you don't know where it might go.
Bracelet bead making was not my jam, like I thought it would be. And maybe I find something to do with the stupid beads.
Yeah.
There's some... probably going to be making you some friendship bracelets here very soon just to kind of make myself feel better about
it. We should probably make a Tao one. The art of happiness.
The art of happiness, Tao, as we so lovingly call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's going to be like my personal struggle is like not beating myself up.
Yep.
If I like start one and maybe even like put a little bit of money towards it and like not feeling like I just wasted that time. I just wasted that money. Like that was a learning experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. It isn't exactly. It's an experience, right? Mm-hmm. You think about like, how much money do people spend just to go to like a concert for like a couple of hours of fun? You know, it's it's nothing different than that. Right. It's like, it's just for fun.
I just need to change my, like my view of hobbies. I think I just have this huge stigma up. A lot of it is jealousy for my husband having like eight or nine of them.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I could just like, just keep experimenting like he did to get to his, right? Like he had to start somewhere.
Right.
So I feel like if I just start somewhere, I'll eventually get there, right? But the hardest part is just starting. Yep. And I feel like us doing this podcast together kind of forces
us. I agree. It's almost like getting the momentum going.
Yeah.
Right?
It almost has like a bit of accountability. Yep. Like I feel accountable to like you and to this podcast to be like, I need to try something. Yep. Otherwise, I'm not pulling my
I think that is another thing. Accountability. That's a huge one, right? Like not that you want to do it for other people or anything else, but it's just like for yourself.
Yeah.
Because like, I think that's true. It's so easy to say, oh, I'm going to try that and then just keep putting it off. Oh, I'm busy this week. Keep putting it off, you know? And so I think like having this to come back to, that's a good point.
It keeps it going. And I think that's really important for us. And like at the very least out of this podcast, I feel like this is kind of what you and I needed personally to really dive into this. And if we happen to find, you know, other millennial women out there that can kind of relate to that, maybe we create a community of a network of people that we can kind of be like, we're not alone in this, you know, we're not the only, you know, millennial women out there that are trying to just find a way to just positively use our time.
Yeah.
There's gotta be more of us. There's no way it's just the two of us. We just happen to find each other.
I agree. Totally agree. I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I hope so. So, I think that kind of wraps up like what we want to talk about today for like, as far as like how we plan on picking some hobbies, don't you think? Like,
And do you have any idea of what hobbies like you think you're gonna try? Because I feel like we should try some hobbies.
Yeah,
and I feel like we should come back and like report to like on our podcast, basically.
Oh,
like almost kind of do like a book report.
Yeah,
that kind of like is like, here's a hobby I tried. Here's the, like what I did. This is what it took to kind of get it started.
Okay,
you know, just to kind of give like those who maybe would be interested in trying the same hobbies that we are interested in, and like kind of just report back like, did we like it? Did we not like about it? Like, you know, did like on a scale of 1 to 5, like is this like just like totally just like here were like the challenges like networking wise, or you know, and maybe we should do some research on like how to scale a hobby. Like its value.
I think I like that idea.
Maybe in our next upcoming episode, we scale a hobby.
Yeah. And talk about that. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Do you want to plan on next time we come back with like our ideas for hobbies and like how we're scaling them and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
I like that. Okay. That's what we'll do.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up today. Thanks for joining us on The Art of Hobbiness.
It's been great.
And we hope you follow us and join us next time as we continue to push onward for making time for ourselves.
Bye.
Bye.